Good morning. We're holding in Simon Tov Mem Ches in I can't really say the middle of Sif Gimel because it's a very large Sif Gimel. It's by Sif Katan Yud. It's by Sif Katan Yud in the Mechaber. We're in the Mechaber where the word says, say, V'imachroi Einosne Lein Yehudi. On the top of the page, by Sif Katan Yud in Simon Tov Mem Ches. Tov Mem Ches. Sif Kodin Yud by the Mechaber. He says like this. Mechaber says, V'imachroi Einosne Lein Yehudi. Shemichutz Lebayis Oikodim HaPesach. The case is, if you sold the chametz, or if you gave the chametz le'eni Yehudi to a non-Jew, shemichutz le'bayis, out of the house, the chametz is now out of the house. Before Pesach, koydim Pesach, af al pi shay Yisrael makiroi, even though Yisrael knows Leni Yehudi, via dea boy, shila yiga boy klal, el yishmerenoloi, alachar pesach. Even though you know that this non-Jew will not really use this chametz, he's just going to watch it. So one might think it's not a real mechira, it's not a real selling. Kamash molon, it is, the conclusion is to this din, it is considered to be a mechira, or it is considered to be a matana, that you sold it or you gave it to the non-Jew. 100% absolute matana. It cannot be, as we'll see at the end, it cannot be a matana, what's called amanas lahachzir, with intention to give it back. I have to turn a few more pages now. The yavzavit neneloi, and this non-Jew after Pesach will give it back to you. Nonetheless, it is still considered to be on page 62, a real selling or a real gift. Let's not even finish the rest of the words of the Mechaber. We have a lot to see in the Mishnah Brura. And let's go back to Sif Katan Yud. We are now back on page 58 in some editions, or most editions, besides the English edition. So in page 58... says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud. V'machroi, if you sell it, leini Yehudi, or you give it to a non-Jew, be'eze kinyonim koine akum kosvu kosavnu l'kamei b'seif asif. How does a non-Jew make acquisitions? How does he acquire something? Those laws of acquisition will be discussed later on towards the end of the Sif. Okay? Keep that in mind. In Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah discusses when he says, "Any Yehudi give it to non-Jew." What about a Jew that denies Hashem? Chas v'shalom, a Jew that denies Hashem. He's an idol worshiper. He's a mummer, a heretic. Doesn't believe in God. Chas v'shalom, Rachmanu Litzlan. Can a person give him his chametz? Because we know their halachic status in regards to his wine, the wine that he would touch, this Jew would touch, it would have din of Yayin Nesach, according to many Poskim. So that being the case, we see his status is not so much as a halachic Jew. Can one give him or sell him the chametz? The answer is no. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ul Yisrael Mumer, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, also Limkor, you can sell it to, it could be he's a nice person, friendly person, and you say, listen, his name is Reuven. I want to remind you, I go by Ruby. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I won't call you Ruve. You know? So you tell him, he says, would you like my chametz? So he says, you know, when I was in yeshiva, I learned you're not allowed to sell it to me. He tells us the din, right? How do you like that? Okay? So, also Limko, you can't sell it to him. The dino ki Yisrael l'chol dover, he has halachic status as a Jew in all aspects. V'oiver mishum Lifnei Iver, if a Jew sells this chametz to another Jew who's a mummer. Mummer means he doesn't believe in Hashem. He transgresses the Issa deraisa, the Torah law before a blind person, don't put a stumbling block, which basically means, it doesn't have to be literally blind, he can't see, that we're giving chametz to another Jew. A Jew can't have chametz, and you're giving it to him, you're selling it to him. V'hachametz also la'achar Pesach b'hano. This is considered to be chametz sh'over alav Pesach, which means it's considered to be chametz that was in the possession of the Jew over Pesach, and it's forbidden to derive benefit from this chametz. Now, what happens if a person didn't learn these halachas? He didn't come to our shir, didn't learn simtof memches, didn't go to any shir, didn't learn himself. But the eved imacha liyisrael mumer bedavar muat. What happens if a case if he sells to a non-Jew a small amount of chametz? Shumakiroi, he knows this other Jewish person. Vayadeya boy, she yachzur layachar Pesach. You know he'll give it back to you after Pesach. It's a big chiddush here. He says, "Mi'acha shita," this that the person, the Jewish religious person, made a mistake. What was his mistake? He thought he's allowed to sell it to his, we'll call him non-religious Jew, his friend. "Mi'acha shita v'savar the mumer dina ka'akum." He thought a mumer, a heretic, is the status of a non-Jew. Yesh lahatir loy b'makom hesed meruba. If it's a this small amount of food is a hesed meruba, is a tremendous loss. We're saying Yishlahatiloi, we mock and have some ruba, Lamar to tell him, Lamar Lamumar, to tell this heretic, Shiyachif the chametz im akum, switch the chametz. Let's say it was 10 boxes of chocolate chip cookies. We have some downstairs, by the way. It's not Chom Shalva Pesach. So you have 10 boxes of chocolate chip cookies that he tell him switch with a non-Jew. Or you sell it to him, and you get the other, you get chocolate cookies that were not have any issues of Chomesh Avala Pesach. You oisem ha-chalipin, chalipin means the switch, the exchange, or had dam mutarim. Or the money are mutter, is mutter. What is the case? Let's repeat the case again. If the Jewish person did sell his chametz to his non-religious Jewish friend who does not believe in Hashem, and he falls in the halachic category of what a mumer is, which is a difficult category, which is a whole shir in and of itself, so we're not getting to that right now, we're just discussing the general concepts. What a person should do, if it's a davar muat, a small amount, so maybe 10 boxes of cookies is not a good example, maybe it's 3 boxes of cookies, you ask him, you switch those 3 boxes of cookies with other 3 boxes of cookies, and then you get those second set of 3 boxes of cookies that don't have that status of Chametz Shavla Pesach, and then you could use either those cookies or the money. Continues.
So exchanges only.
Exchanges only, right. No refunds, exactly. No refunds, yes.
I thought we were talking about a case where you sell it to someone or you give it to someone as a present, not expecting it back.
But now we're talking about a case where, it's a sub-case, where we don't sell Chametz to our Jewish friend. Yes and no. Here in this case, in this Sifkat Nir Aleph, what we're talking about is where the Jew, religious Jew, thought that he can sell it to his non-religious Jewish neighbor, who, just like when his non-religious Jewish neighbor comes to his house to borrow an egg, he makes sure to put away the wine so that his wine does not become Yayin Nesach. So here, he thought that his non-religious Jewish neighbor has the status of a non-Jew, so he'd be allowed to sell it to him. So that's what we're discussing in Sifkon Yud Aleph. Now, Sifkon Yud Beis is very large. We're going to try to break it into different segments, okay, different sections. Sifkon Yud Beis, the Mechaber tells us that the chametz should be removed shemichutz the bayis koydem Pesach. You sell the chametz, you give it to him as a gift, take it out of your house, you the Jewish person's house, before Pesach. Now, Gil, in this case we're saying here, it's the Jewish person has a mindset, I'm giving a 100% present and I'm selling to you 100%. I'm selling that to you. I'm selling to the guy 100%. If not, we're going to see later on, it's not a real selling. It's not a mechira. But when you sell it to him, you know and he knows. Like I told you a story about my fish. No? I didn't tell you about the fish? No? So, we had this fish. It was a beta fish, right? That was it called, a beta fish. And, you know, the kids, they wanted a afikomen present. So, whatever, but we got them the beta fish. Of course, they're going to take care of it. They didn't want to take care of it. You know, that's the way fish work. Then they, of course, want a dog. Who's going to walk the dog? You know? Yeah, we'll take care of it. We don't have a dog, let me tell you. Okay. Now, so, eventually, it was coming close to Pesach, and we had to find out what to do with this fish. The food the fish was eating, he had a chametzik appetite. So, the other suggestion is dried worms, which my wife didn't care for so much. So, the third possibility is the cleaning help. We said to them, would you like this betta fish? So he said to us, he said, okay, would you want me to give it back to you after Passover? So he's been around the block, you know, he didn't have a formal education, but he knows the rules. So we said, no, this one is a matana gemura, we don't want to see it again. The kids don't want to take care of it anymore. So, you know, and then getting a dog. Anyway, so it has to be 100% matana gemura, that you're giving it to the non-Jew and he's not going to give it back. Yes.
Did you give it back for Passover reasons because you didn't want it?
Well, we got rid of it originally for Passover reasons, Pesach reasons, but it's something to be also, no one, we didn't want it anymore. You know, nothing personal to the fish, but who's going to take care of it? We couldn't find a home. Okay, now.
You couldn't make
a fillet fish out of it. No. Okay. Now, Sif Kod Nyud Beis, says the Mishnah Rura, Shemichutz Labayis, Kosu Achreinim, She'en Kepeido, Ba'akum Gufo, turning the page, Imudar Be'beiso Eloi. We're not so strict, En Kepeido, we're not so strict with the guy himself, if he lives in your house or not. Ela Iker HaKepeido, what are we concerned about? She'yotzi Ha'akum HaChometz Mi'beis Yisrael. We want the Chometz out of the Jewish house. That's what we want. We want the chametz out. O-U-T. Avol akum gufa, but the non-Jew himself, afilahu misharis liyisrael, v'dar beis les lamba. Even if he serves you, he is a servant, he works for you, that's not the concern where the chametz is around if he has that chametz. We want the chametz out of the house. So in the parentheses, he tells us the case where you have a worker who is acquired to you, a non-Jewish worker is acquired to you forever. Let's misus, forever. In this case, the halach is that you, the Jewish person, whatever you give him is yours. It's called whatever is the eved, kana eved, kana rabba. Whatever the servant acquires is the master. So if you give him the chametz, it's yours. That's not going to help. Yeah, right. Right. So it's, right, we're talking about beforehand, right. Says in the parentheses in the Mishnah Brura, he says, "Im loy shuhu kana loy tzmisus, the oz yodei kiad rabo im loy mahani shimker loy de loy yetsi hadavar meshusoi bazeh." If this servant is acquired to you in the halachic ways of acquiring the servant, then what you give him is yours, so it wouldn't help to give him that chametz. Further in the Mishnah Brura, around three lines in the bottom of the page, "Umashit tzricho hachol loyetsi hachametz meshusoi." This that the halacha tells us you have to remove the chametz from your possession, from your house. Even though you sold it already to the non-Jew. And in regards to the Jew, I don't have any responsibility. I'm not taking care of this chametz. I sold it to the non-Jew. Normally we just say, if there's chametz in the house, put up a mechitza, 10 tefachim. Put up a partition of 10 tefachim high. Ukedalal simen tof mem, kasa b'choyk Yaakov. So why in this case are we saying, make sure the chametz is out of the house? So really he says, over here the law is the same, the halacha is the same. They really just put up the mechitza, 10 tefachim high. V'lai tzvichu hachu lohaitzi meshusi ela kidei, sheyikne ha'akum ha'chametz b'meshicha. So why are we so makbid that the non-Jew should take the chametz out of the house? Because we want the non-Jew to acquire the chametz. How does he make the acquisition? He does what's called meshicha. Meshicha means he pulls it, he drags it into his rishus, into his possession. He takes it out of your house. And we're going to say in a minute, if once he did that meshicha, which means he acquired it, he wants to bring it back into your house, we'll say he's allowed to. Just as long as it's set aside and you won't get to it. But this that the Mechaber tells us, there's such a hakpada, we're so concerned that it's taken out of the house of the Jew, is because we want the non-Jew to acquire that chametz. How does he acquire it? Through Mashicha, through pulling it out. If the non-Jew already acquired the chametz and he did what's called Mashicha, he dragged it out, he acquired it through Mashicha, lebeisa, to his house, lesimta, kedin, or to another area, you get a knock on the door. Who's knocking on your door? It's this non-Jew who you just sold your chametz to. He says to you, you know what, can you do me a favor? He says, sure. You tell him, sure. He takes out a bag. It looks very similar to the bag you just sold him. He says, give me a favor. I don't have a room for this in my house. It's mine. Can I keep this in your house? The halach is you can keep it in your house. It's your chametz that you sold him, which is not yours anymore. So you could keep it in your house. Of course, you have to lock it up, set it aside. But, well, it's not your chayis because it's his. Of course it's not your chayis. But the reason why we're so makbid that he takes it out of the house is because he has to acquire it. Once it's his, it's just like him saying, listen, do me a favor. This is my camera. Could you keep my camera in your house? There's no difference. Now, he says further, Avakama achreinim, we're in the second to last line in the Mishnah Brura. Kos dohacha migra gora, this case is even worse. What do you mean this case is worse? Migra gora, this case is worse. In regards to permitting the chametz back in the house. Kaven de ikra chametz yedeh ha'akum shushal Yisrael. Now, as the question was raised a few minutes ago, is this guy going to give the chametz back to you or not? And the truth is, yeah, he's giving it back to you. That's why you're selling it to this specific chametz. This non-Jew. The chametz is this non-Jew. Why? Because you know, after Pesach, he'll give it back to you. It's a real mechira. It's a real selling. But he's going to give it back to you afterwards. You'll buy it back. Kaven de'ikar ha-chametz yedeha akum shushal Yisrael. It belongs to the Jew. Turn another page. V'loy yiga boy afa pi shekanohu. I just give a second for people to find a place because you had this turn whole page. There was a big shari tshuva. So we're still in the Mishnah Berurah where it says v'liga boy. Okay, the guy will not touch this chametz. Afa pi shekanohu, even though he acquired it, it's his 100%. There are many achrayim that learn, since the non-Jew is not going to be touching this chametz, and he knocks on your door and says, do me a favor, I have no room for this. Can I keep this in your house? Some achrayim are saying, it's not such a good idea to keep it in your house. We'll take a question in a second. Why? Because he knows he's not going to touch it. He's going to give it back to you after Pesach. And it looks, it's mechzi, it looks like that Yisrael has his own chametz back in his house. Let's just finish the sentence here, and then we'll take that question. The gam ikel lemecha, which is also reason to be concerned, shema yovoy la'ochloi. Maybe the Jew is going to come to eat his own chametz. Now, it's not his chametz anymore, but that chametz that was his. The kaven did he day having me karet, since it was his originally, loy bodomine, so he's not separated from it. He knows that bag, he just put it into that shopping bag 5 minutes earlier, and then later on Pesach, he recognizes that bag, that's why they're more concerned. Yes. Ulisvarazu, 3 lines in the Mishnah Brura, Ulisvarazu, according to this reasoning, afilo imichei loy bebeisai zavis befnei atzmoi, even if you designate a certain corner in the house for the non-Jew to put the chametz that you sold him, and you designate a corner in your house, or you make a partition at least 10 fachim high, nami loy mahani still does not help. Rather, you have to take it out of the house. This whole scenario that you take it out of the house is an ideal situation. But what happens if a person didn't know this halacha and it was in his house and he finds out that really he should have taken it out of his house? So he'll call up the Rav and tell the Rav that he had this chametz in his possession, that he's in his house, in his possession, that he sold to the non-Jew. It was in his house over Pesach. The halacha is, but the Eved, if he was still in his house, poshut, it's obvious, the ain lesser klal, that chametz is not forbidden to you, the Jew, at all, after Pesach. Even if you did not designate a specific place for him, it still is fine. Kol shu ha-mechira kedin, kol shu ha-mechira kedin. Just as long as the mechira was done properly, meaning that it was sold properly. We'll stop here for today. We'll finish tomorrow.